It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Gina can, yeah, she's working on it. Sign what? Oh, great. Yeah? Excellent. Welcome to a Friday Eve. This is August the 8th. This is Larry Toonforce, live from the Laughlin Mall, Speak Out 2.0 on KNTR. Brought to you every day by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, and the Caring Crew. And today, we have two guests in studio. One's been here a couple dozen times already, Dr. Ziri, and he brings with him today the Chief Nursing Officer for Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Emily Stevens. Welcome.
Thank you for inviting us.
You bet. And you came from all the way from Alaska.
Yes, we moved here about a year ago, and are very excited to be here in the community.
Yeah? And you're getting accustomed to our heat?
Well, we're kind of learning to become accustomed to the heat. It's a dry heat, though, I hear.
Yes, yes. And, of course, if you're in the hospital all day, you don't notice it, but your weekends are tough, huh?
Well, we bought a place with a pool, so.
Oh, good. Yep. Okay. Dr. Ziri, let's get her address later so we can stop by. You let me know when she's working, then I'll use the pool. Yeah. So we're here to talk a little bit about Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, but before we do that, Dr. Ziri, you just completed the first tri-state internship leadership program.
Yes.
And you have to be, you're not a tall guy to begin with, but you got to be walking 10 feet tall.
We try our best to just help the youth in the community, and I really appreciate that all the businesses and all the community leader and all we came along like a family, and it's really a good program, and I think next year, we're going to do up to 50 internship. So, and I'm talking with yesterday in the town hall with Senator McSally.
Right.
I talked with Lake Havasu Mayor.
Okay, good.
And I'm trying to work with them to see how we can help in Lake Havasu and Kingman too. And I was talking with a lady in Phoenix. And they started a youth program in 2013. But it's through the taxpayer money.
Right.
So they have a $250,000 funding from the government, and that's how they are doing. When I explained her how we did, she was shocked that how the 35 businesses signed. And I said, this is how the Bullhead is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that type of community that will help the youth and give them that boot that they need onto life.
Yeah, and six of the kids, they got the job where they did internship.
Which I think that's fantastic. You had 35. 35 kids and businesses that started. And of those 35 businesses, six of them asked the youth to stay on when school started.
Yes.
And some of them were graduates, but some of them were in school. But
no, some are from college.
Right.
From Mojave College, Mojave right. Community College. So. And this program is not just for Bullhead. It's all over for tri-states.
Right.
From Laughlin to Needles, Lake Havasu to Kingman. So it's open for everybody. So our main goal is to train our own people in the community so we don't have to hire people from outside.
Exactly.
So we can have a low-cost people. And they love to live in Bullhead City. We don't want somebody to come from somewhere else
right.
work and 2 or 1 year and then leave the town. We want some people who part of the town and stay in part of the community. So I think this program in next few years, you will see, it'll show the impact in the community and all the tri-state area.
It will. It will, truly. Yeah. Truly. So congratulations.
Thank you.
I was at the graduation, and the kids were stoked, you know, that participated in it.
Yes, they were.
But the sponsors were there, too. I mean, Mike Warm Sea was there. You had the CEO of the hospital there.
Yeah.
You know, mayor, and everybody was there, and all those kids graduated. I tried to get two of them in here, but it's trying to get two of them to get their schedule the same. Doesn't happen.
But I have to say one thing, you know, that Emily is part of our Tri-State Youth Internship. She's our board member, and she did a lot of work with us. And WAMC provide us the free place to do all the meetings there.
Right.
And sometimes she provide us cookies and, you know, water and drink and everything.
Ah.
And they sponsor also.
Right.
For WAMC is the part of the community.
Exactly.
WAMC is not the CHS hospital. It's a community hospital.
Right.
And it's involved in many activity in the community. I mean, Emily is going to talk about that. But they also sponsor at our graduation, too.
Right.
Them and Dr. Cardone and Ethia Pharmacy and other people. So,
yeah, they never should have changed the name of Warm Sea. It was originally Bullhead Community Hospital. And it should have had kept community in there somewhere, you know. But, you know, they change things and, you know, somebody in Nashville decides, oh, no, we need a better name than Bullhead Community Hospital. We need to be Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. So it worked out, and it was a great program.
Maybe their focus was to catch the whole tri-state area.
Right.
That's why, you know.
Yeah. So. And they do. They cover all of Laughlin, you know.
Laughlin.
When the new bridge comes in, then maybe some people will be transported to Valley View from Laughlin. But I think for now, almost everybody comes to Warm Sea over here on this side. So. So the chief nursing officer, Emily, you have a lot of responsibility.
Yes, but I work with a great team that delivers compassionate care.
Good.
Each and every day that our patients come. We're here to serve the tri-state area. You know, you talk about the name. To me, when they talk to me about interviewing here at Western Arizona, and they called it Warm Sea, it made me feel, I mean, I know it's warm here, but it made you feel like, you know, you're just being encapsulated into a family, you know, a warm feeling came about you.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that's what I get. That's why the choice, myself and my husband, we made coming here.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Now, what's your husband do?
He is retired, so he takes care of my dogs at home.
What a life.
He works, yes.
He's in the pool all day long with the dogs. Do the dogs have their own rafts?
They have life jackets.
Oh, okay. You need to meet Benny at some point in time.
Okay.
Benny is a dog in Bullhead City that belongs to Carrie Ferris, who is the president of the Women's Council. And they have an above ground pool. And Benny's a Labrador. Well, Benny's pretty much convinced that pool belongs to him. He's a big Labrador, so it's a 4-foot-high pool. He can go over and stand up on the side and look over the top of it, you know. And they've put a bunch of videos up of Benny, you know, jumping and diving into the pool. And you throw a ball in the pool, and he runs up the stairs and flies in, and, you know. So, but a Labrador loves water, and he definitely does. So what kind of dogs do you have?
We have a Yorkie Poo, and a Shih Tzu. So
they're
probably not as big as altogether.
Right, exactly. Now, they're getting used to our heat, too?
Yes, they are.
Yeah?
They're enjoying it.
Yeah, they lay on the tile all the time, right?
Yes, they do.
It's cool. Exactly.
In the air conditioning.
So now, as the chief nursing officer, you're over all the nurses.
All the clinical practices, so pharmacy, lab, as well as all the nursing departments and the wound care clinic and so forth, education.
Wow.
Yes.
You have more than I thought. I mean, because my wife's a nurse, so I know a little bit about nursing, but I didn't know you had all that because the wound care is way down the street, huh?
Right. But it's all about when you bring them all together and have the leaders sitting down of these areas, it's all how we connect, you know. It's not just the single silo of the department. We're all trying to weave, you know, a great journey for our patients from the very beginning when capturing that hello to the day that if we are helping them pass on to the, you know, their lives or, you know, helping them back out in the community, you know, from healing.
Right. Okay. So now you're over the nurses, but you have
techs, pharmacists.
Right. Well, I was going to say, on the nursing side, you've got shift nurse leaders or house supes?
So we have house supervisors. We have nursing directors over each one of the departments. We have a very busy ICU today. I believe we filled up almost every bed. We have an extremely busy cath lab. Our ER, we see about 100 to 110 on a daily basis.
Every day?
Every day. We have a great team in there led by Mandy, our director. And
Randy,
our EMS liaison. We also have our OB department, and then we have a medical surgical, which we're really excited about because we brought on three new surgeons, you know, for our orthopedic on sports medicine.
Right.
And then we have our telemetry for those that need just a little bit higher care but not right ready for ICU, or those who are coming out of our intensive care unit and need more of a watchful eye and monitoring.
So is it fair to say, both of you, that your goal is to not fly people out of Bullhead?
That is our ultimate goal. We only want to fly out those for individuals that we cannot provide the care. We're a community hospital, so we want to make sure you're getting your care here and that we can meet those pieces from that standpoint.
And if they need a trauma center, we don't have one here.
So we are a level 4 trauma center.
Okay.
We are just right now, our chief quality officer is working with Mandy, our ER director, in our recertification for our level 4 trauma center. So we are rated as a trauma center.
Okay, level 4.
Level 4.
Now, like UMC in Las Vegas is level 1?
Level 1, and that is a teaching hospital, so they have lots connected to it from that standpoint.
Right.
Our community, based on how we move and how we grow, potentially could get to a level 3, but unless you're really connected to a university, we wouldn't get to that higher level of the 1s.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, we don't see that many trauma patients to begin with.
I'd maybe disagree.
Oh, really?
We see quite a few trauma patients from the water. A lot out there on the ATVs. Moving here from Alaska, I thought, you know, I wouldn't see as much trauma, but it is a pretty exciting event to be in our ER, what they see each and every day.
Really? Wow. I didn't think so. But so trauma 4, you can do a lot of it right here.
Yes.
Otherwise, you do have to ship them out.
So we do a lot of, you know, if it's major trauma, we'll be the stabilizers.
Right.
Get them ready for them to fly into Vegas or, you know, depending on where they need to go. And that's our role and our goal. But we do, with our new additions with our orthopedic surgeons, we have with our cardiologists and so forth, we come with a plethora of experience.
Good.
And subspecialties to meet the community's needs.
Good, because Dr. Stamper's kind of pretty much retired, isn't he?
He's retired, yeah.
He's retired. He's done?
He's done.
Yeah. Oh, that's too bad, because that's where I go get my cortisone.
You can get with Dr. Meads and Dr. Weaver. We have a new orthopedic surgeon.
Okay, I'm going to have to, because, I'm going to go get my cortisone.
And they are phenomenal.
Good, good. So Warm Seas trying to meet the needs of our community by bringing in these surgeons. You're not going to bring in somebody that we don't need, right?
Well, I think it's important to listen to the voice of the community and then to look at your data. And also prepare yourself for what you're capable of doing. You know, you don't want to attract a neurosurgeon right at this point because we're not ready for that.
Right.
But bringing in the subspecialist and then, you know, looking at that, what our community needs, what they're typically leaving for, is really important. But then also to look at those that come. I was really impressed with how big the population grows come winter here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, winter is summer to me, but the winter here. So you want to make sure those coming that we can provide that connective care. So those plans that they bring from other states that we're here meeting them and can be, you know, part of that, their care partners.
Okay, great. All right. Let us pause here for a moment, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more with Dr. Zeri and Emily Stevens.
Grand Liquidations is open to save you money. You save up to 50% and more on everything in the store. Overstocked quality merchandise, furniture, snack foods, toys, bedding, tools, different size barbecues, floor appliances and countertop appliances, plumbing supplies, and more. Stop in today. See the wide selection. You'll be shocked at how much you save throughout the store. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95 in Bullhead City, squeezed in between Circle K and Ford.
Nowadays, honest mechanics are a rare commodity. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, a family-owned and operated shop where the guys truly care about getting you back on the road. Look no further than their customer reviews. Summer is here and isn't letting up. ATCO Auto offers AC service for $19.95 plus Freon. Brake jobs are only $139.95 and tranny service now only $99. When you need the best auto repair, brakes or air conditioning service for your car or truck, call on ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, Arizona. 928-444-1150.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine cover, seats, and rails inside the boat look like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
There's an epic summer clearance at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Today, get a beautiful brand new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV backed with America's best 100,000-mile warranty. Ask about extra rebates for retired military, first responders, and current Hyundai owners. See the selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
We are back. Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I am your host, Larry Tunecourse, each weekday, and the show is brought to you by the Caring Crew, Grand Liquidations, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Barron's Pest Solutions, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and Perkins Family Restaurant. We're back visiting with Dr. Ziri and the Chief Nursing Officer from Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Emily Stevens. And we were talking just a little bit about trying to keep people here and not send them out by bringing in all these more doctors that can do things here. And you said Warm Seas level 4 trauma center, so again that keeps people here. Dr. Ziri, you were saying off the air you're trying to do even a little bit more.
Yeah, you know, I think that we have 15 counties in Arizona,
right?
And I think Maui County need a lot of help from the Phoenix, from the
sure.
state and from the Washington. Because we have a lot of problems which no other county they have. Poverty, you know, our college educations are less here. Our health problem, mental health, all this issue. So what I was thinking that, you know, I want to make, like President Trump said, I want to make the United States great again.
Right.
I want to make Mojave County great once. Or Bullhead great once, at least one time.
Right. Right.
So my goal is, you know, to make it better.
Right.
For the our population and our people in Mojave County, especially for the education and for the health. And this I'm doing for last few months and years. And
yesterday you even had a chance to spend a couple of minutes with our U.S. Senator, Martha McSally.
Yeah. I mean, see, the Medicare is spending almost $250 million in Mojave County.
Wow.
Okay. And most of this money is going towards the readmission of the patient. And because they are not getting enough help at the home when they discharge, which can be multiple, I can sit here whole day and talk about that, like they're not getting their PIPAP machine, EcuCheck machine, help at home, prescription is not get there. And they come back again to the ER. So I talked with Paul Gosar when he was here, congressman.
Right.
I talked with Martha McSally yesterday. And I have a plan. I told them that this we can stop doing this by make some type of team in the in this area. And we can have a saving the money of the Medicare. If you even spend $250 million and you save at least $20 million by doing all this thing in the next few years, you can spend same money back in the community,
right,
and help them that that money can use for the community. So I don't think so they're interested. So I'm going to jump and do on my own. I'm not the senator. I'm not the congressman, but I'm the citizen of the Mojave County.
Yep.
So what my plan is to make a medical coalition of Mojave County. I already talked with physio of the hospital. We have four hospitals. I already talked with the mayor of the Lake Havasu City.
Right.
So we are going to make the all the CEO of the hospital, chief of staff of the all four hospitals, including me and the mayor, and maybe somebody from county make a medical coalition. And our goal is to provide how we can provide the good health services in Mojave County.
Okay.
They're all businesses. They are making almost half half billion dollar in a
right.
year, these four hospitals.
Yeah.
So how we can make it better, like mental health problem, opiates problem, people who need help at home after the discharge, they're not getting anything. Prescription-wise, how we can make them to go somewhere, found some places, like, you know, to get money, less money and get a prescription. So this is my goal to do in next few months.
Okay.
And the other thing...
That's a big goal.
Big goal.
Yeah.
And then what we are going to do that in spite of, you know, working against each other, we are going to try to help each other, the hospital.
Good.
So like Kingman has some type of services we don't have, or Lake Havasu or something we don't have. We'll try to work together so we don't have to fly people outside the Mojave County and send to the Las Vegas.
Right.
And keep the people in the here. It's better that the family drive to Las Vegas, to Lake Havasu or Kingman,
right,
than drive to Las Vegas.
Exactly.
So that is my goal, and I'm trying to, you know, figure out this, how I'm going to do it, and this is we're going to do it. Now, the WOMS, you know, we have one main problem is the mental health in the community. And I can tell you that the Mike, CEO of the hospital, and Emily, they are working together with this homeless shelter.
Right.
And with Talus Harbor, the new hospital mm-hmm. they're making, and with detox facility. And they're talking with Hildy and everybody, mm-hmm. try to see how we can keep our mental illness patients in the hospital, and in spite of sending to somewhere else, and help them, how we can work together. And we may be thinking in the future we are going to hire a nurse practitioner who may be trained in psych so she can see the patient. We don't have to fly them out or send them somewhere else.
Don't tell Chaz who that is because he'll steal them from me.
Chaz Martinez. He's my friend. He knows.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and his hospital is probably a month or month and a half away from opening. And it's going to be the integrated health with the mental patient and the physical patient.
Correct.
Yeah, they just appoint me in the advisory committee too.
Oh, did they?
Good. Yeah.
Because it's going to be kind of a specialty hospital.
For psych.
Right.
For
psych and mental.
For geriatric.
Medical. Geriatric.
Geriatric,
yeah.
Patients, yeah.
So if you get a teenager that is a diabetic and is on opioids or something, he won't go there.
Correct.
Because they're not going to be able to take care of him. They're going to be able to take care of me, you know, as the older generation. So let us pause right now before we get into a new topic, and we'll be right back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what WOMC does in our community.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew. Now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call. 515-205-8635.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, Got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
Hmm. What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
This year, shop at the Loveland Outlet Center for back to school. Get the latest looks and hottest styles from over 40 stores and outlets while saving as much as 70% off regular retail. I know. Meet me at the Loveland Outlet Center on Casino Drive in Loveland.
Meet me at the Loveland Outlet Center. The place for value and style.
Summer is here. Hydration is important for it every day. And hi, this is Herb from Herb's Herbs. With proper hydration, you will prevent many illnesses during warmer months. You can prevent heat stroke and exhaustion by hydrating your body. Herb's Herbs has a full line of hydration products and electrolytes. Also, we carry a large line of sports products. For your skin, to protect it, we carry Badger sunscreen. See you at Herb's Herbs, Main Street.
We are back on a Friday Eve. Some people call it Thursday, but we like to look at it as prepping for Friday. Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, where you can have breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And, of course, the pies and the muffins and the brownies are so good. If you haven't been to Perkins, stop by, you know, check it out. Good home food, home-cooked food there. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, right there on Silver Creek Road. They have physical therapists. If you maybe got in a wreck or something and you need to stay in a facility for a while, get some physical therapy, they can take care of that there. Occupational and speech therapy also, and it's a skilled nursing facility. And what you really want to do sometime, go by and take a tour so you know what it's all about if you ever need it. Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Resort on the second floor there. Not just haircuts, but they can color, they can tint, they can do a pedicure, a body wax, they can do a massage. And so check them out in the Riverside on the second floor, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa. Mojave Electric Cooperative, of course, they've got that Co-op Connection card where you can save on prescriptions, doctor's appointments, new cars, furniture, all kinds of things around town. If you kept track of how much you'd save, you'd be surprised at the end of the year. To get a Co-op Connection card, all you do is stop by their offices on Hancock Road, Mojave Electric Cooperative. Barron's Pest Solutions. If you happen to have bugs or spiders or scorpions or termites or bees, maybe you got some of the leftover grasshoppers. I think most of them are leaving town now. But if you happen to have those and you don't want them gone, you call Barron's Pest Solutions. They'll come out and spray for you. They're all gone. You won't see them anymore. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive any car on the lot, of course. And you can also order a brand new Hyundai if you'd like. Pick the color you want, the interior you want, what type of interior. And you can do all that at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair in Bullhead City. Of course, they do transmission work. But Joe and Jeff there can do almost anything you need for your car. Tune-ups, brakes, air conditioning work, you name it. Go see Jeff and Joe. They're the two blue buildings right behind Hobby Lobby in Bullhead City. Grand Liquidations, big box items at Bullhead City prices. If you haven't been in there yet, they're squeezed in between the Ford dealership and the Circle K right there on Highway 95. And you can go in there and appliances for really inexpensive prices. Bedroom furniture, barbecue sets. They have wall decor for your home. Check out Grand Liquidations. The Caring Crew, they're new, and they take care of you because they serve you. If you need someone to go grocery shopping for you, they'll do that for you. Pick up your medications, they'll do that for you. Home care, you need someone to dust or clean. Everyday tasks, get a hold of the Caring Crew. Those are our sponsors, and we're back now with Dr. Zeri and Emily. And Emily, we were talking about Bullhead City, Western Arizona Regional. We were talking about Western Arizona Regional Medical Center being a community hospital, and they do a lot in our town. I mean, like right now I'm working on this integrated health seminar coming up in next month. I'm on the committee putting it together, and in our last meeting we said we need water. And so I sent an email to your marketing director, and I'm picking up water from Warm Sea.
That's right.
And so, but there's a lot of other things they do too.
So I think talking about our caring for our community, you know, one of the biggest things we start off with is providing our care. So we provide charity and uncompensated care. For 2018, we did over $28 million worth of charity and uncompensated care. We spent greater than $1.8 million locally on supplies for the hospital. But I think one of the most meaningful things that we do each and every day is that Warm Sea prepares the Meals on Wheels for our senior community or for those who can't get out.
At 5 o'clock
in the morning, if you would come and watch our kitchen at work, it's like watching, the little elves that, in the North Pole.
Right.
See Alaska, I'm going to reference that. But they
just can't get away from there.
They build these lunches and breakfasts and so forth to meet the needs of the community all before they start the day of the hospital.
Wow.
And I think that's one of the greatest sponsorships that we do each and every day. We do Senior Nutrition Center. We are the field house sponsor. We provide the first aid and training room. I'm going to support, those that are there.
And they have their first big football game coming up here.
That's right.
In a couple of weeks. I think I forgot to print it out this morning. But it's coming up. I think it's the 30th. And it's River Valley against Mojave. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a big game.
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
The other thing that we do is we do a lot of employee health fairs between on both sides of the river, here in the Laughlin Center, and over in Bullhead and Mojave. We work with various community partners and businesses so that we come in and keep their employees healthy, to work here.
And then your friend Gina is working on October 8th, because she hit me up yesterday. October 8th, they're doing this at the Anderson Fieldhouse. I guess they're bringing all the students there, and they have all the colleges there, and they have all the big employers there, so that all these students have an idea what they want to do when they graduate.
Correct.
And they're going to be bringing them from Needles and Laughlin.
College Expo.
Yeah. And that's coming up October the 8th, so I'm sure Warm Sea will be there.
Yes, we will. You know, in the this year we started a new program. It's called a New Graduate Nurse Residency Program. And we started off with 5 residents.
Okay.
They're all graduated here. They've been offered full-time positions, but they're going through somewhat of a boot camp that supports them in learning all that they need to do before they have to be out on the nursing floor by themselves. In January, our goal is to bring on 10 to 15 new graduate nurses from our community, helping them.
And for the public, because my wife is a nurse and I know this, they don't realize that that's a big deal, because too many times a nurse graduates college and then they go apply at the hospital. They don't want them because you're a brand new graduate. And when you think about that police officer, we've always heard that they go through an academy. Well, when they leave that academy, the first thing they do when they apply, let's say a Bullhead police officer, they're teamed up with a field training officer who now is going to show them how it is in the real world, how to do a traffic stop, how these things happen. And nurses don't get that in nursing school.
Correct.
Cops don't get that in the academy. So there's got to be that extra
bridge
and teaching when they get out of college. So Warm Sea doing that, that's a big thing.
And we've partnered with our medical staff. Dr. Zeri actually has partnered in doing classes with our new graduates so that we can prepare them for the diseases that they'll see, the care that they need to offer. They're going into the operating room, watching what it means to have a new hip put in place, so that when you're doing that physical therapy, you can connect the dots.
I got a new knee a couple of years ago. My wife said, "You want to see this video?" I said, no. I just want him to do it. I don't want to see the video of what it's going to look like. She goes, "Well, there's a video right here." I said, no, that's okay. So I can understand them, though, because that's their profession.
You know, and the other benefit that we do, you know, one thing's, you know, when you're doing a business, you pay property and sales tax.
Oh, yeah.
We pay over $1.3 million into the community in our property and sales tax.
Ooh, wow. That's been
and
everywhere.
We don't even have a pool in the park.
Because WOMC is the biggest,
the
business in the in Bullhead, which have most employees, am I right?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think so.
I think you have more than Walmart and
yes.
Dot.
Yeah, so yes. We are the biggest.
And probably if you counted every floor, you know, footprint, you might be bigger than Walmart and but I knew originally when they built Dot Foods, Jeff Tipton was there when we cut the ribbon, and Jeff Tipton used to be the manager of Walmart. So I said, "So Jeff, is this bigger than Walmart?" And he goes, "Nope." So Walmart is the scale in Bullhead City for size wise, but I would think with four floors.
We have 3 floors,
and you got a basement.
And we have a basement.
Yeah, so you might have a bigger footprint than Walmart.
Yeah, but very important thing, you know, that in last almost 2-3 years, I can see the difference. Mike is here, our new CEO. Emily's here, our new CNO. Our board at the hospital, you know, RD and
Dan Ehler.
No, Don Ehler is not in the board.
Oh, he got off the board?
No.
Tom Dahlman?
No, they are not in the board.
Oh.
Olivia in the board, RD in the board, Dr. Hawks, Dr. Salamantes, Dr. Cardone, me. So, you know, and Sean from the Mojave Community College.
Okay.
So the board is very active, medical staff, you know, all our medical executive committee is very active, administration very active. We did a lot of changes in the last few years, which never happened before. Like, just give example that how we can compare, you know, the salary for the nurses compared to Bullhead, Lake Havasu, and Kingman. Because
right.
A lot of people going from Bullhead to Lake Havasu to work. So board and the administration and CHS, they come, and they almost spend $1.2 million this year to just to make comparable type of the salaries of the nurses and other staff stay here, and they don't have to go to work to Lake Havasu or Las Vegas. So we are doing a lot of positive changes in
That's
the
good.
Hospital.
Well, I've always said, well, I've said recently, you know, Mike is the CEO. He was brought in as an interim CEO to kind of just keep things even while they were searching for a new CEO. And then he put his name in for it. But they had CEOs within the CHS system that probably wanted to come to Bullhead City. And instead, they hired Mike full-time and gave the position to him. That would tell me, as John Public out here, that from the CHS corporate in Nashville, they must think he's doing things right.
He is.
He is. I would say I've been in nursing for a long time, been in leadership probably close to 26 years, and Mike is one of the best CEOs that I've worked with.
Yeah.
You know, you look at someone who can drive the boat logical,
yeah.
That have everyone rowing in the right way,
yep.
And that can navigate the rough storms, and he does a great job.
Good, good. Well, you know, obviously the corporate thought so because they gave him the hospital, you know, and all those other people that were CEOs that wanted to come here got disappointed.
Yes.
So, but were there other things that you wanted to talk about?
I wanted to share with you, you know, in just alongside with Dr. Meads and Dr. Nathan Weaver, our new Western Arizona orthopedic and sports medicine, we are bringing on another surgeon, female surgeon, Dr. Nguyen. She's going to partner with Dr. Elliot Manis in New Horizons Surgical Services. And she comes in with a specialty working with women.
Oh, okay.
You know, Dr. Manis and her are going to make a great team. We also brought on recently, 2 weeks ago, Dr. Thomas Hook, who is over in the orthopedic. He's a podiatrist. And then we have Dr. Michael Wright that's here, who is a orthopedic spine surgeon.
Wow.
In primary care in our Silver Creek family practice, we brought on Dr. Ludane Simmons and several new family practice, listening to the needs of the community, saying that they cannot get into primary care. Everyone is full.
Right.
So we're working with those pieces and working with the family and the community and our board, listening to all the things that we need to get here to meet our healthcare needs.
Excellent, because I don't know, in my doctor's office, my doctor retired, Larry Keating, And he was only a PA. I don't want to say he's only a PA. He was a PA. He wasn't an MD. So he retired. So now the other two are taking on everybody. But they're not taking on new patients.
Correct.
Because they don't have the time. You know, they're still trying to see all the existing patients. And when you call for an appointment, it could be 2 or 3 weeks. You know,
in the for the community, one of the things that I'd say, it's always important to come out and check what's around the corner, you know?
Yeah.
So I invite everyone to come down. Come and check out our cafeteria. Some of the best food there. You know, come and see what we're about.
Well, if you're cooking for Meals on Wheels, it's got to be pretty good.
Oh, Terry Hoover, our director over the food service, does an excellent job.
Yeah, he used to have his own restaurant.
He did. He does a great job with his team.
And then patient advisory committee.
We have just started in the groundwork working with our quality department. We are bringing on a patient advisory committee. And this will be a group of individuals from our community that will work with us, partnering with decisions and so forth, being able to review, you know, care items and so forth, and make better processes and recommendations for us as caregivers and for our medical staff and for the community itself.
Excellent. Excellent. So, because sometimes, and I see it on Facebook, you're on Facebook, Dr. Zero, you see people complain. You know, and about both hospitals, about the stores, the McDonald's, everything. You know, in this town, when someone has a bad experience, the first thing they do is pick up their phone and sit there and tell everybody all about it. But sometimes you don't always know the backstory. And so you've got a committee now that will kind of keep an eye on those stories and check them out.
Correct. Kind of manage those pieces. You know, I see the complaints, you know.
Right.
You watch them on that one feed. And
oh, yeah.
Rant and rave or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, nobody gets up in the morning and say, today is the day I'm going to break my hip.
Right.
Or today is the day that I'm going to have pneumonia. Coming and being hospitalized is a major event. And things that we don't expect happen. And the only way that you're going to improve on experiences is hear it from the patient's eyes.
Exactly.
And have the community sit down and say, this is really what we need to do to make you the best of the best.
Well, and the flip side of that is a nurse doesn't wake up today and decide, I think I'm just going to be a C nurse today instead of an A nurse. Or I'm going to be a B nurse instead of an A nurse. Or I'm going to be an A nurse with that patient, but this one I'm going to be a D nurse. And so too many times if a patient has a bad experience, they don't know the backside of the story or how it happened. You know, they couldn't get a nurse, but meanwhile they were busy, three of them trying to do CPR in the next room.
Correct.
You know, and so that does take a priority over somebody who needs to get up and go to the bathroom or needs a bottle of water.
Correct.
Or, you know, and so sometimes if they would just ask, or I've always said, you know, there's always a house soup. So if you think something went wrong, then ask for the house soup to come see you.
Correct.
They will.
They will.
And they will try and find out right then and there. It's not something that happens a week later or 2 weeks later. It can happen right that minute and resolve the issue.
But they also do everyday administration, your hurdles, meetings. And
yes.
She can tell you about that.
Every day at 10 o'clock in the morning, our leadership gathers and other individuals, and we sit down and we do what we call a safety huddle. We ask the question, was there any concerns from the last 24 hours?
Oh, okay.
And also it's important to look at, what do we need to celebrate? You know, so that we get the recognition out to our staff, our medical partners, and so forth, and saying, this went really good. And then we look at what's happening in the next 24 hours. What do we need? Are we busy in one area? Do we need to plan for staffing or so forth? What do we need to get? Did any new policies roll out? Do we have to get with our staff and be with them side by side and make sure that they're aware of what we need to prepare for so that we're always on alert?
Well, that's fantastic, because you hear all the time on TV and in the news, this happened or that happened or that happened, and they're changing their policy, you know. And so they're changing their policy after it happened. Sounds like this allows you to sometimes look 24 hours in advance before it happens.
We like to be, as much as possible, proactive.
Yeah.
Retroactive means that you allowed the event to
go. Exactly. Yeah.
So as much as possible, if you can look at what you can do today and fix that, that is important.
I like it. I like it. Let us take a break. We'll be back.
There's an epic summer clearance at Martin Swati Hyundai. Today, get a beautiful brand new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV backed with America's best 100,000-mile warranty. Ask about extra rebates for retired military, first responders, and current Hyundai owners. See the selection at Martin Swati Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswatihyundai.com.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what do they do at the Legacy Rehab and Care Center? They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and an expert nursing staff who will help you successfully transition home after a hospital stay. The Legacy is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs in a home-like environment. Stop by and check them out. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, under new management, locally owned and operated.
Sometimes, all you need is a new look. Come find it at Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. Indulge with hair treatments and luxury skincare products exclusive only to Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa. They're known for awesome hair days, long lashes, and sexy, smooth skin. Let Laughlin's most experienced and talented technicians take care of your style so you don't have to. Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa, only at the Riverside Casino and Resort. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
Hmm. What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
The latest edition of Talkers Magazine is out, and it's no surprise that KNTR Talk 106.3 dominates. KNTR Talk's own Sean Hannity is ranked the number one talk show host for the second consecutive year. KNTR Talk's Dave Ramsey is number three. Mark Levin is rated fourth, and Brian Kilmeade came in at number seven. KNTR Talk 106.3 has four of Talk Magazine's top 10 heavy talkers. KNTR Talk's Dana Lash comes in at 17, Jimbo Hannon at 19, Doug Steffen at 24, and Dennis Prager ranks 33rd. All in all, KNTR Talk 106.3 has eight of this year's top 33 talkers. With an estimated combined 65 million weekly nationwide listeners, KNTR Talk 106.3 leads the way in talk radio. With these numbers, there's just a couple of questions. What's on your radios? And if you're in business, where are you spending your advertising dollars? KNTR Talk is a Radio Central station and can be heard throughout the tri-state on one frequency, 106.3 FM, and on KJJJ HD2 102.3.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. I don't know if we built this city on rock and roll, but at least they did. Starship. Hey, we're back on Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, and the Caring Crew. And we're back again with Dr. Ziri and Emily Stevens. And who's going to go first?
Emily.
Emily, okay.
You know, we talked about, you know, what's important. At the end of the day, when you work in healthcare, what's important?
Yeah.
And it's that piece when a patient shares with you or a patient family, tells you that you made the difference. A couple weeks ago, I was at a meeting on the Bullhead side, and a gentleman came up and said, "Can I talk to you about the care my family member received in your ICU?" And I will be honest, a little bit of me was going, "Oh, my goodness, let me get out my book, kind of what went wrong or something."
Yep.
And he said, "I want to talk to you about the greatness of your staff, their ability to recognize in a very difficult time."
Wow.
He was losing his family member. And he said, "The ability to allow them to help us say goodbye in the most gracious and most professional manner," he said, it just was outstanding. And I think when you look at it as a nurse, you have the opportunity to say hello in birth and you say goodbye in death. And it's a career that keeps giving. And for us, many times it's about that difference. And so it was really, I was so proud to be able to walk back and tell that ICU group the difference that they made in not just this person who was leaving on their next journey in death, but the difference that they made for that family, to allow them the degree of respect to say goodbye in the way that they want to.
Well, and often in that situation, the family also becomes a patient.
Correct.
You know, from the firefighter perspectives, you know, we used to talk about, you know, you go into a home and you're taking somebody out doing CPR. Well, guess what? The other person in the house is now a patient, too, because they're watching you do CPR on their loved one. And so it, sometimes it expands, not for a long period of time, but it expands enough that it's going to make a difference in how they perceive things and how they're treated.
You know, in living here in this area, I am so impressed with our EMS systems, our firefighters, our ambulance and so forth, and their willingness to connect together, work together, and, you know, look at how we can deliver care in the best way. It just is amazing.
Yeah. They seem to all have the priority. And fortunately here, I think a lot of people, like Dr. Ziri said, you know, we don't want everyone to move away when they get a job. The ones that stay here still have their family here. So when they walk into the home of an 87-year-old, their 87-year-old grandma's living a mile away, you
right.
know. And so they've got to keep that in their mind when they're treating a patient. If it's an Alzheimer's patient and you got to say everything to them five times or they say everything to you 20 times, you know, they got to take all that into consideration. You still got to provide that care. And then when you walk them into the door of the hospital, the same thing happens with your staff.
Correct.
Yeah.
They just and there's that connective. Again, a week ago we were doing a tour with a small little school group, and they came through, and our pilot, you know, saw us and the EMS, and they had to go out and get gifts to give to the kids, so that and they participated.
Right.
Let them see the helicopter, let them see the ambulance, and just made a difference in their day. So
yeah.
At the end of the day, when you go home, it's about the difference you made. Who did you touch?
Well, in that case, for that pilot or for that ambulance crew, it took them 5 minutes.
Correct.
But it left an impression on the kids that'll last, a lifetime.
Lifetime.
It, plus, it'll be the whole dinner conversation that night. So, Dr. Ziri, we got about a minute.
Yeah, I know we're running out of time. Just I want to tell you that, you know, people think that doctors are, like, looking for make money. But I'm just giving you an example. One of the VA patients, he came to me. He's my patient. He has a kidney cancer. And he said the VA is not doing for anything for him. And he's, like, 85-year-old. Wife is 85-year-old. They asked me to talk with doctor. I talked with doctor on the phone, and she said, please help them. So I told him to local urologist, and he says, oh, we don't take his secondary insurance, which is Access.
Uh-huh.
And I said, please help him. Do something.
Yeah.
Don't charge Access, just charge Medicare. And he said, okay, I will do it. So he did his surgery on the same day, and he didn't charge the Access. And he took out his kidney, and then in 2 days, patient went home. They wrote a nice letter to the hospital, said thank you to me and the other doctors.
Right.
And this is Dr. Ajan and Dr. Sayyid Akhtar, who are the urologists. So these are the stories, you know, when you hear this, make you happy and say you're doing something for the community.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you so much.
It's always very informative for our listeners. I think all the listeners have been sitting next to the radio today because none of them called with any questions, so we must have answered them for them. But I appreciate you both coming in. And we'll have you back. Dr. Ziri's always in here.
Yeah.
Between the youth leadership and other programs and other involvement. I know I have a neighbor. His first name is Butch, and I don't even know what Butch's last name. And he thinks you walk on water, Dr. Ziri. He told me a year ago, I have his cell phone number. And I said, wow, I don't have my doctor's cell phone number. So
I have his cell phone number.
Yeah, well, everybody does now, but you two have a...
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.